When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Meg.
And I am Myra. Welcome back to another week.
Yes, and today we are joined by our Patreon crew for our April live episode. What's up, Patreon crew? So happy y'all are in the building with us.
Yay! It's always fun to have them here, mm-hmm. and I'm glad we got to do it before we leave for Go Wild. So. Yep. This is going to be a fun show.
I think so, too. This is our last regular episode before Go Wild, and I just cannot believe how close we are. But we're going to talk about Go Wild in a little bit because mm-hmm. it's hard for me to contain my excitement. We're so close. But, yeah, how's everybody doing? How has everybody been this week? Myra, how have you been this week?
Yeah, I've been, well, it's been a struggle because I've been a single mom who works two jobs this week. Because Chuck has some jury duty and it was spring break it was really, really cold. I usually like, well, not usually, this is the first spring break technically, but when he has like these extended periods away from school or daycare, I try to do stuff outside and go mm-hmm. places. It's cold. It was so cold. It snowed this past week.
No way. You didn't tell me that it snowed.
And it rained really, really hard. So yeah, we were mostly in the house. So that was very, very interesting this week. Mm-hmm. But we had Beyonce to keep us through.
We did. And we're going to talk about Cowboy Carter because this is the first recording we've had to be able to talk about it also. So cannot wait to do that. But yeah, this week has been so good. Just getting some last minute stuff for Go Wild. I just told everybody off air that I just made my final Amazon purchase. I feel like I've made a million over the last month. And if you're going to Go Wild, do not feel like, oh, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that, like you haven't done enough. We're just extra. So that's why. You know what I'm saying?
I love that you admitted that because I'm definitely extra.
Exactly. Like there's nothing else that y'all need to be doing. I promise. Here's the thing. I feel like especially over the past like year or two, we have traveled together so many times that I feel like I have like traveling down to like a science and I know exactly what I need to optimize it and make it the most comfortable, you mm-hmm. know, situation possible for myself because I hate traveling. So I need to do all these things to make traveling just more comfortable for myself, you know what I'm saying, to enjoy it more. So I'm literally trying to think of like all the things that I could possibly like need to like I said, make this travel experience the absolute best. I love being new places. I just hate the process of getting there. I hate flying, you know, sleeping in a hotel. It's hard for me sometimes. So I just do all this stuff to like make it as comfortable as possible. And I feel like I've done that. I feel like I've checked out my boxes. So if something comes up and I don't have it, I'm gonna be pissed. Because I feel like I've done everything to make this good.
Yeah, and now this being like our third like big event, like Go mm-hmm. Wild like this, you kind of just learn what you need.
Yes, specifically for Go Wild. Mm-hmm. That's totally different. True.
Yeah,
and obviously you can always buy stuff when you get there. I mean, every city we go to has a Target, has a Walmart, mm-hmm. has places where you can get the essentials or whatever, but I definitely just like to be as prepared as possible. So getting all the little things, and then it's just kind of fun. It just gives you like a fun little rush, like buying stuff for your trip. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. But yeah, Patreon crew, how have y'all been doing? Jeanette said in the chat, not snowing in April. Girl, snowing in April. Ohio does not care, clearly.
Ohio is the second most unserious city, well, state.
What's
the first? Georgia. Because Atlanta is in it. Oh, specifically for the weather, it's always crazy. Like that, snowing in April is like kind of the norm. Like that first week of April, it like we get a little bit of warmth like mid to end of March. And that first week of April, it just like, nah, it's winter.
You know
It's
what?
normal.
Spring is not fighting back the way it needs to because we had a little cold front this week also,
Yeah, spring being
and
too soft.
I know exactly. And I had one day I was totally DeLulu, so I have been looking up the weather in Dallas to see if I could see on my weather app like how the weather was going to be during the week to go out. And I forgot. So then the next morning, I always look at the weather to make sure I'm dressed appropriately, make sure Mason's dressed appropriately, whatever. And I saw that the high was going to be 80. I was like, oh my God, it's going to be such a warm day today. This is amazing. It's going to warm up later
In a different state.
in a different state. In a different state. I was DeLulu all day and I didn't even realize until like later on in the day, like probably in the afternoon, because I had told Dallas it was going to be like 80 degrees. And I was like, yeah, it never warmed up. I was like, the weather thing has never been that crazy and wrong before. And then I get on to look at it again and I was definitely still in Dallas. So I was pissed for no reason all day.
That
I was like, I thought it was warming up. I had even told people at work, I was like, yeah, it's supposed to warm up. I didn't say 80 degrees, but I did. I was like, it's supposed to warm up. Just loud and wrong.
sucks.
Just loud. And that's how DeLulu I was for the weather to be nice again.
I
It
mean,
played with me.
relatable. We're
It played with me real
exhausted and
bad.
tired.
So
Like, we ready
tired.
for it to be warm.
Winter just never wants to go away. I feel like when you live in like in Tennessee, for example, it's warm for so much of the year, and then when it's finally winter, it's such a relief because I feel like we still probably had nice weather until like mid-November or something like that. And even like early December, it wasn't like crazy cold or anything. It doesn't really get like cold to like January, but then like the winter never wants to go away, and then you'll think it's gone, and then it'll sneak on back, and
And
zero out of
with
10.
the time change and everything and the sun being out a lot longer, like it makes you feel like it's warm.
It's
You're supposed
supposed
to
to be
be out there,
warm.
but no.
Nope. Exactly. Amanda said in the chat, false spring is stupid. False spring is definitely stupid. Okay, like we need it to be real spring and it's warming up, but for all I know, I could still be in Dallas. So don't listen to me, y'all. Do not listen to me.
Am excited, although this will pass by the time most of y'all are hearing this. I'm super excited for the solar eclipse tomorrow.
I am too. I am too. My
That's
job
gonna
gave
be
us
fun.
those little glasses so we can go outside and look at it. And Mason's teacher has been talking to them about keeping on the glasses and looking. I'm like, oh my
I've been
gosh.
talking to Ashley about that too, because
Exactly. I've been reiterating that to her too. Like, girl. And I'm like, because she wears glasses now too. And I'm like, not your glasses, the eclipse special sunglasses. Like, keep them babies on, please.
The whole time. I know they say it's safe when it's totally eclipsed for those 3 minutes, but nah, we keeping them on, bro.
And even with
I
hours,
don't care.
I think hours is like, about 90% totality here. I also saw 99% totality. I did not see it 100% totality here anywhere. So keep them on.
Yeah,
Just
the
keep them
whole
on.
time.
But yeah, it is exciting. It is really exciting. If y'all have not done so already, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it, and it definitely helps the podcast. Share the pod with your friends. Let them know how much you love it. Our merch is still available. It's going to be available for the foreseeable future. We don't have any plans of taking it down, and maybe in a few months we'll put up some new stuff as well. And it's been doing really well, and we really appreciate y'all's support, especially on our collab shirt that we have with Danny. We are going to donate 100% of the proceeds from that shirt at the end of April. So thank y'all so much for supporting. If y'all are in this chat right now, it's probably not too late to order for Go Wild, but you're cutting it very close. If you're listening to this episode, it's too late, but you can still just order it. And we appreciate it nonetheless.
Hope Jeanette, hopefully if you order by two, I'm sorry, 329, you should get it. It's been taking most people about a week. About a week of to get it. So you should be good. for it to arrive.
We obviously just can't make any guarantees because we aren't the people fulfilling it. But yeah, for $3.29, you should be fine. I would think you'll be getting it probably sometime this upcoming week. Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect.
And shout out to you for ordering it on B-Haw Day.
Period. Exactly.
But yeah, and also check out the YouTube channel. I know a lot of folks are really loving, like, we've been breaking down the episode. So if you only got 10, 15 minutes and just want to look at one topic, there we'll be having a few of the topics. And then also the full episode is going up on YouTube as well. So please hop over there. Link is in the description, in our bio, wherever. Just search Planners of Wine on YouTube. Subscribe to there because we definitely want to grow that place as well.
Exactly. But yeah, y'all, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to get into the episode. So we will be right back. All right, y'all. So we are back. And the first thing we have to dive into is Go Wild. Shout out to the Wild team, Wild for Planners, for sponsoring this episode. We are so excited. This is the last episode before Go Wild. And I don't know, I guess I just kind of wanted to talk about maybe what are some of the things that we are looking forward to at this year's Go Wild. Chat, make sure y'all chime in so we can share your responses too. But Myra, what's something that you're really looking forward to this Go Wild?
I am actually looking forward to seeing how this planner fair is going to pan out.
Okay.
Just because it's new, just curious. And also because it's new is the welcome party sponsored by Archer and Olive.
Yes.
Shout out to Bonnie. Y'all may or may not hear from her here soon. Woo. But I'm really excited. I know they are really going to give us the welcome party we deserve, and I'm pumped. I'm kind of excited just for the dual pianos.
I'm with you. The welcome party is always something I look forward to because it really does like truly kick off the weekend, and it's going to be really cool to see it be, you know, different than it's ever been and just really change it up. So I'm super, super excited about that. I'm excited about the live podcast. This is going to be our first like official live recording
of for sure
the podcast. So I'm really excited about that. Hopefully I think information about that and everything is going to come out super, super soon. I know you can go ahead and download the Go Wild Dallas app. It is available on the App Store, but as we're recording this, it hasn't really been updated with anything like in particular for this Go Wild besides like general information. But I know like signups and stuff like that are going to come officially through that chat as far as I have heard. So I'm excited about that. What else am I really excited about? I'm really excited about Martha freaking Stewart. That's going to be so cool to hear from her and to see so many people that we love, so many of our friends and relationships that we've made throughout the years in this community, just to get together and go out is just such a happy event. So I'm just excited about the excitement that's going to be in the room.
Excited for the excitement. Yes.
I am.
Yes,
I am.
Exciting.
Yes. Veronica said that she is excited for the planner fair too, since it's new for her. Jeanette said the content will come later for the week for the app. Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah, and so probably by most of y'all hearing this,
it might be in there. Yeah. Jeanette's also excited about Martha and the podcast and seeing all my friends. Yes, Amanda said, I want to be in the room where it happens. Girl, and this is the room where it happens for real, period. I cannot wait.
Yes.
I just feel like we just spend so much time like anticipating it and looking forward to it. And I just cannot wait to just be there with our people again. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I just was downloading the app. So I'm at least all set up. I turned on my notifications. So hopefully I will be notified once everything is updated and more content is on there. So
yeah,
the app is a really cool, you know, part of Go Wild too. And I'm sure like we had it be a little bit interactive at DC. So looking forward to how that is going to elevate the experience in Dallas.
That's true. That's true. I love the app. And I think Especially for, you know, since some people are not on Facebook, but they still attend Go Wild, the app is great to kind of bridge the gap and just bring everybody who's attending in one place. Because so I saw people talking about, hey, we're going to this place at 6 o'clock. Who wants to come join us? Like, it's such a good way to like network and talk to people, find out where people are going to be. Like, they'll put in there, hey, we're planning in the lobby or whatever. Who wants to come down? Like, you see that type of stuff in the app a lot. So definitely utilize the app if you're going to be at Go Wild, because it's just the source of everything. You just really get all the information that you need. Like last year, I think they had like a map of the hotel or something like that, maybe in there, like something like they had a lot of stuff. So I'm sure this year is going to be the same thing. It's super helpful.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. How did you like the box? We both officially got is it,
Yeah.
I hate to just call it the box, but you know, is it
The
a welcome
welcome box.
box or
The welcome box. Yeah, the welcome box is so cute. I feel like it had a lot, even more stuff in it this year than it did last year.
Yeah.
Washi tape, stickers. Obviously, you get your badge and your lanyard. It's really, really cute. I love, love, love the box. Super excited to get the box. And then if you want to participate in Post Secret, it came with a little postcard to be able to do that. So yeah. I love the box. I think it's super cute. What did you think of the box? I also got some like pens in there also.
I did enjoy the box. I am loving these boxes here because it's now been a way for me to keep, like, you know, the keepsake that I get from Go Wild, I can put in that box and you can kind of display it a little bit because it does have doubt. I don't know if DC had like DC on like the spine of it, but this one did have Dallas. I can't remember if it did or
I
not,
can't
but
remember if it did either. I think it probably did, but I can't remember. But
But
yeah,
yeah,
it is
it's
a
a
cute
little.
little keepsake box.
Yeah, I love it, and it's nice to get that because it just gets you. I mean, we all love Happy Mail, but it gets you like, okay, it's really real
Yep,
now.
it
Although
does. It's true.
I have to cover my at name and put the new one on it because obviously I got my ticket way before I made the change, but it's fine.
Yep, it's
Now mine's is
fine.
unique.
There we go.
Unique.
Exactly. And you know what? Because I think it was a question in the Go Wild group. Somebody had asked about I think their preferred name is not what ended up on the badge. I think maybe they might have filled out the application thing wrong because it does have a part where it asks for your preferred name. And they said the Go Wild team responded and said it's totally fine to cover up your name to put your preferred name as long as the QR code is visible. Just do not cover up your QR code. So.
Okay, yeah,
And that
that's
is different
fine.
from last year. Last year, I looked at the badge from last year. Last year's did not have a QR code, so
Oh, okay.
yeah.
Yeah, the QR code's on the back. So you should be fine to cover up your preferred name. I do wish it didn't have my full last name, but I mean, if you dig hard enough, you can find it, so it's not
That's
that big of a
true.
deal, but I, you know, I would prefer
Government.
an initial. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like I think I think the initial definitely would have just been okay, but you know, I think they didn't just do first names because it's a million Megans in the Clarence community.
It's yeah. It's a million in the
Exactly.
So I mean, that makes sense.
But yeah, I'm excited. It's just so much to look forward to, and it's going to be a blast. Veronica asks, this is my first box. Did y'all have those for California? We did not. So I believe DC was the first year that they did the badge boxes and sent out the boxes beforehand. And I really love it. Like you said, it really is just a nice touch. You have a little keepsake box, and it really just gets you excited for the event. So.
And it's cute. It's so
It's
adorable.
very, very cute. It's very cute. And I forgot to mention Plum Paper put in there like a little like planner conference notebook. And it has like specific pages to where it asks like, conference speaker, notes on speaker, all this type of stuff. I love that. I think that is so handy. I'm definitely gonna have mine on me. And yeah, it's gonna be good. I love this box.
I was like, Plum Paper, y'all could have told us you was doing this. Because now I got two notebooks and I have to decide which cute notebook I'm going to take.
There we go.
The
Just bring them
struggle.
both. Bring them both.
But
There we
at
go.
least the bigger notebook does have a pocket in the back. I can
That's
fit
true.
that little one in there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Crystal said it also helps with the line at registration. Yes, it absolutely does.
Absolutely.
Just have your badge on wherever you go, and you're good to go. But yeah. Oh, I cannot wait to see y'all. I'm so excited. I believe our no, we're not. We're doing the Facebook Live and the bonus episode at the end of the month, so we'll be able to talk to each other, talk to everybody about how they felt about Go Wild, how it went, all the good things. So I'm really excited to be able to recap it. But we're gonna be there very soon. Very soon.
Yes, very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
In the meantime, we gotta talk about Cowboy Carter. Because the queen did not come to play. She came to slay once again. Cowboy Carter has released since the last time we recorded a regular episode. And we have to talk about our thoughts, our first impressions, our favorite songs, like all the things. So Patreon crew, make sure y'all chime in. But Myra,
For
how are
sure.
you feeling about Cowboy Carter a weekend?
What an experience. I keep having this, I don't know if y'all seen this TikTok, the girl's like, I don't give a piss about nothing but the hive, baby. That's how
That's
I
how I
feel.
feel. That's how I feel. Yep.
It's so good. It's such an experience. It's on repeat. I'm stuck on it. I don't know when the chokehold is going to be released. I also like seeing a lot of people have been sharing, like, why do I talk about last summer so much? And because it sounded like this, like the concert, I'm like, oh.
Look, when I tell you, the last 2 years have been such an amazing time to be a Beyoncé
It's been
fan.
so
Like,
good.
it's just been blessing after blessing after blessing from the queen. Like, Cowboy Carter just blew me away. It just knocked my socks off. I love it. There are so many songs that are like in my top five all-time favorite Beyoncé songs now, and it just came out a week ago. Like, the way that Beyoncé, like, she's truly in a league of her own. She just continuously outdoes herself. She is her only competition. Like, I truly believe that. Like,
It's her own
and
genre.
yes, and her way that she has been able to not only uplift herself, a black woman, into that country music space, but uplift other black artists in the country music space through this album in this era. Absolutely amazing. It's I'm just obsessed. I'm obsessed with that lady. I love her.
Same.
I
I
love
just
her.
don't get it. I can see if you don't care for the music or don't like the music, but I just don't get how you cannot see the impact and the effect that she has.
It's deeper than music.
Yeah.
It's deeper
It
than music.
really, and she knows that, and she, uses her effect wisely. Like everything she doesn't do anything for the hell of it. Everything
Yeah.
has a reasoning behind it. Even if you don't care for the music, like I just don't understand how people could not see that part of it.
Yeah. Well, I think for a certain
It's
demographic,
racism.
obviously. Yeah, not obviously not everybody in that demographic, but the loudest people in that demographic, I definitely think that a lot of it is racism. And a lot of those people really liked Beyoncé when she was just a very sanitized, neutral R&B pop artist. But then, as soon as Formation came out and they realized that, yeah, Beyoncé actually is black. And it was, and it's obviously she had always been embracing her blackness, but the way that she publicly embraced it through the visuals, through the music, and all of that, that's when the tide started turning as far as they were concerned with Beyoncé. But like for me, that has just doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled my love and just admiration for Beyoncé. And the fact that she is so black, she is so proud, she loves our culture, embraces our culture, puts pressure on the powers that be to embrace our culture as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just love it. It's the impact for me. Like, it's deeper than music. Like you said, even if you don't, if it's not your personal favorite style of music, I don't see how anybody can deny the talent, the impact on the culture, the artistry, the singing abilities, like the performance. Like, she's just amazing. And Cowboy Carter is amazing.
It really is. Yeah,
The chat's
it's
going crazy about Cowboy
yeah.
Carter.
It's easy to relate to her as a black woman too, because I mean, regardless, like it, you don't even have to be in the music space, just existing, you understand like the pressure that is put on her, the backlash that is put on her, the like you can't do this kind of thing and having to push through that, what, you know, it's that part is just relatable. And when you see it in real time, it's like, it make you want to stand harder because it's like, I get you.
Yeah, exactly. Crystal said, amazing from top to bottom. Veronica said, yep, every single song. Jeanette said, I'm loving Cowboy Carter on repeat. She's giving the people history lessons, and the ones who get it. Exactly. That's why I said a long time ago, I'm not arguing with people who don't understand Beyonce, because I don't know how to make it make sense to you if you don't get it. Like I said, even if it's not your taste, you
at this point,
if you can't acknowledge the greatness, like, it's nothing for us to talk about, and I just really don't trust you. So
yeah, I mean, there's no more proven how great of an artist she is. Like, that's not up for debate at this point. It's just a fact.
Yeah, it is factual. Yep. Crystal said, it's such a solid body of work that if them awards people don't give recognition, it's pure bias. I mean, yeah, I feel like it always has been. And it's like, for people to think that once people reach a certain, like, socioeconomic status, that they are not affected by racism and white supremacy anymore, that is false. Obviously, they're not affected in the same way that, you know, people of a lower socioeconomic status are affected, but they're still affected. Like, it's still true that Beyonce has to be twice as good to get half as much as her counterparts in the industry. That's clearly true. Clearly. Exactly. Like, it's still true. So, you know, we just, if the Grammys want to play games again next year, then they're just going to further solidify how irrelevant they are. And I hate that for them, but if that's what they want to do, then that's what they want to do. So
yeah,
we're not worried about it.
It's their choice now. I mean, Miss Torture Vocals is coming up. So they're going to be in the same.
It's called the Poets Department, not Torture Vocals. Oh my gosh, that was
no
that
shade.
Was accidental. But that was not meant to be shaded. Because you know what? I love Taylor Swift. I really like her music. I'm excited about this album. I know it's not going to hit the same for me as Cowboy Carter because it doesn't have the history. And that makes it different. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I feel like Cowboy Carter is going to be very hard for anything to top it as my personal album of the year. And I hope that the awards people and the powers of be are able to recognize the impact. It's deeper than the music. The music is fantastic. The best music she's ever made. But it's a lot deeper than the music. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. We gonna see.
Yeah, we definitely will see. People gonna be upset regardless, but hey, at this point, Grammys are obsolete to me because the math just do not be math. And how she has the most Grammys ever,
but no album of the year.
The math is just not mathing. So y'all completely obsolete.
Yep, I agree. Amanda said, as soon as she spoke her mind, they wanted her to shut up. Representation matters. Exactly. They were perfectly happy with Beyonce as long as, like I said, she was just the very sanitized, very in line, you know, R&B pop artist. Hell, if she had stayed to that, she might have already won Album of the Year at this point because she was giving them what they wanted. But as soon as she started doing what she wanted to do, that's when it was a problem.
So. For sure. She's having people think, you know, about everything that she has to go through as a Black woman. And they don't want to have to think about that.
No, they do not. Lisa said, I barely have the energy for things I enjoy. I can't imagine doing all the things people are doing for the things they don't enjoy. Let people enjoy. And that's sweet. Let like, people I'm- enjoy things. Nobody asks, do you like Beyonce? If somebody asks you that, you are free to say that. Nobody has asked that, but yet people are volunteering that. I even saw one of our friends asked, what's your favorite song on Cowboy Carter? And somebody commented, none. Why? Why was that? Clearly, you haven't even listened to the music if that's really your answer. And why even volunteer that? If you don't have anything to add to the conversation but negativity,
it wasn't for you.
It was not for you. Oh my gosh, people just break their back.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. And I don't care. It's giving a little bit tinge of racism if you feel like you got to go out of your way or anti-blackness, whatever,
of your way
to give your opinion on something. Like that question, like you just said, if you didn't care for the album or if you didn't listen to it,
why
you keep scrolling? You keep scrolling.
See stuff I don't agree with all the time on social media. I would either put not interested or I just scroll past it. If it's something really egregious, I just block the person. Mm-hmm. It really takes a lot for me to go out of my way to comment on something that I have an issue with that has nothing to do with me. And I'm not saying that there's not room for like criticism and stuff, but if people are celebrating something and other people see the good and the fun and the excitement in it and you don't, keep scrolling. It's right there. It's wild.
I'm with Lisa. I just don't have the time. Like I'm not big on Tay Tay's music. I don't see, because the way algorithms work, if I don't interact with it, they stop showing it to me. That's true. If you don't want to see it and you don't care about it, my kid's here. Sorry. I just didn't go out. If you don't want to see it, you don't care about it, you don't interact with it, and you see less and less and less of it.
Less and less. Exactly. And you, like, literally, how many times have I talked about Taylor Swift? Myra has never one time been like, oh, I don't like her. Oh, she not for me. Oh, her music sucks, blah, blah. Because there's no reason to do that. Let people enjoy things. You don't have to enjoy everything. I feel like people think it's a flex to be a hater or a devil's advocate. And it's really not.
It's not a flex. Yeah. It is not a flex at all. You look dumb. You look dumb. And of course there's people, and I think for me, like, some people just don't even care, they just want the clicks and views, because you signal a certain demographic. Obviously you signal the people who want to defend Beyonce, but you also signal the people who are hateful and, like you said, want to have that flex of being on the other side of things. Is that the people you want? Like, is that worth it to you? That's the community you want to build around yourself? That's crazy.
I know. Or also, like, what about the people who know they don't like Beyonce's music, have never liked Beyonce's music, go out of their way just to listen to an album just to hate on it? Why? Y'all don't have nothing better else to do?
I mean, it works for us. Get her streams up.
Well, that's true. But we don't want to hear from you. Keep your TikToks and your threads to yourself, though. That's what I get the issue with it, okay? Because, like, it was this one girl, and she ended up going viral for saying that Blackbird was boring, when you know the history. And she even said in the comments,
she don't care.
She
about
knows
it.
The history. She knows the context. She does not care. That makes you ignorant then. Like, you're just ignorant. Because how can you know the history, know the context? And there was even this man on Threads who responded to Paul McCartney, the writer of Blackbird, saying that Blackbird, to me, it wasn't really about racism. The writer of the song said that it was about racism, and you are arguing with him. Y'all don't even be hearing yourselves.
You sound dumb. And I get, like, art is art. Like, once you put it out to the world, it's up to anybody's interpretation or whatever. But he's literally telling you what he wrote this about,
and you're telling him that's not right.
That's not right.
Even though he wrote it.
You could choke.
Literally. So, yeah. I love the discourse that has come out of this album, because the races are really showing themselves. And
they always do.
Y'all not even trying to hide it. It's just really, really sad.
Also, the discourse around Jolene. Did you see that article the guy made? Like, it was so violent, and then come to find out, like, Dolly rewrote it.
Well, here's the thing. Using the words violent to describe a Black person is just, I mean, you can't even get more of a microaggression.
It is. Than that. It's a macro.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. It's insane. It's actually insane. And yeah, I have seen a lot of discourse about that song, in particular, which one? I love the original Jolene. I love Miley Cyrus's Jolene. And guess what? I love Beyonce's Jolene. Jolene is a fantastic song, and it's really hard to fuck it up. And y'all not finna sit up here and tell me that Beyonce did. No, she did not. No, she did not. Okay, it's a great song. Dolly loves it. And that's the thing, y'all arguing with the people who are the creators of this music, arguing with Dolly Parton. I mean, arguing with Nancy Sinatra and shit. And it's like, these are people who are co-signing this and giving her stamp of approval, and y'all still got something to say to them. Like, so that means y'all just aren't listening. Y'all just aren't
Y'all just want to be
listening.
mad. You just want to be mad. Yeah.
You're fighting for people who don't need you to fight for them because they good.
Yeah, I mean, Dolly has said for years she wanted Beyoncé to do that.
She did. She's
Dolly's
very
on
well
the album. Do
documented.
you really think she's upset about
She's on the
no
album with her super cute little voice. I love
Oh,
it.
I love it. I wish I
I
could
love it.
sound like her.
Please don't try.
I'm not going to.
It reminds me of how on the read, how Kim Fury and Crystal are always doing, like when Crystal does like a Jamaican
Oh
accent
my God, it's
and Kim
horrible.
Fury just pauses. That would be me if you did a super Southern accent. I'm like, Myra, keep it up north. Keep it in the north.
So adorable. It's so adorable. It's like,
So
oh,
cute.
little Dolly. And she's so tiny
Ooh,
too.
she's so cute. Lisa said, the confidence of a middle-aged white man. I need 1/4 of it. Girl, just 1/4. Just 1/4, because the audacity is wild.
It's so wild. I
It's
always
so
say, like,
wild.
when you apply for a job, apply as a straight white man.
I mean, truly.
That you
Truly.
get all the confidence in the world if you do that.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I really, really love this album. All the artists that are featured on this album are so amazing, so talented. People I didn't even, some of these people I didn't even know about until, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages came out. Like, 'cause that just started this just chain reaction of all these Black country artists popping up on my TikTok For You page. And then to see that they're on the album, oh my gosh, it was just so meaningful. And then to go to their pages and to see how much it meant to them to be on the album, how this has increased their streams by like so much. And it's just like the impact is just crazy. It is crazy. So it's more than just this amazing body of work. It's just so much else. It's the history, it's the uplifting of other artists right now. It's reclaiming a part of our history, a genre that we helped build, that we have been, pushed out of. It's just so much, so
This
much.
woman thinks of everything. I follow if a good follow is Little Debbie. She deeps dive into like all this stuff around Beyoncé's music. But the horse that she is sitting on, the white horse on the album cover, is like this rare breed of horse that actually is born black.
I heard that. Yeah, and then it
And as it grows,
turns.
it turns white, which is like just what happened with country music. This lady thinks of every fucking
She's
thing.
very smart.
Like,
Yep, and
stop playing in her face.
even the visuals of the costumes on the album cover and stuff, reaching back to like Black rodeos and things like that, like yeah.
She thinks of
Don't Don't
everything.
fuck with Beyoncé. That's the tweet. Just don't fuck with Beyoncé. Like, 'cause you can't. You really can't. So what is everybody's favorite or couple of favorite songs on this album? I know it's very hard to choose, but if you had somebody come to you and be like, Myra, what is one song or one or two songs on Cabot Carter that I have to listen to? This is the last music I'll be able to listen to ever before I die. Which two songs on Cabot Carter should it be? The stakes are high.
The
The
stakes are
stakes
really
are
high.
high.
It just really depends on the day. I feel like every day is something different. Right now, I'm
It's their
really
last
loving
day. It's their last day,
last
Myra, on their
day.
last day.
Damn. I would say spaghetti and also bodyguard.
Okay. Yes.
Your
Yes.
last day.
Your last day.
Damn, can I
I
get one
think
more?
one more. So do three. Spaghetti, bodyguard.
Damn. Only get one more.
Myra, you
Two
just
most
answered one.
wanted
Okay.
then. It's hard.
It's so hard. Okay, I'm gonna try to pick different from you because I definitely would have picked Bodyguard and Two Most Wanted in my top three, but I'm gonna try to pick different. So I would pick Levi's Jeans, I would pick Yaya, and I would pick Two Hands to Heaven. Those are my three.
It's
Yeah, those are my
good.
three.
Yeah.
so
I
good.
Kept repairing my jeans, and now I'm like repairing Bodyguard a lot. It just depends,
it
you
just
know,
depends
on the day.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I was on the read, they talked about it, and Crystal had mentioned one song of Bodyguard that she could live without. And I cannot believe her answer was Levi's jeans. I'm like, Crystal, I'm questioning you so hard right now. Because
I feel like it has something to do with Post Malone. She seems like the type that don't really care for him. You know, some of the girls be like,
yeah,
he's a culture vulture kind of thing. Okay. Like, he doesn't even do anything.
It has to be that because he sounded so good on that song. Mm-hmm. I love that song. It just has such a good feel to
it. It does, yeah. It sounds so good. It sounds exactly. Really, really good. But I think it's because it's Post Malone. If it was anybody else, people would love it.
I think you're right. Lisa said, Beyonce is out here uplifting new and old artists in all aspects. Musical, graphics, video, hair, makeup, etc. And J-Lo is fighting people over orange drink. J-Lo, we want better for you, I promise. We want better for you.
Oh, man. J-Lo is what JoJo Siwa is doing right now. Like, I feel like they both are trying really, really hard to be something. Not something that they're not, but trying to, like, I guess it's something that they're not. Be influential and be that next level.
Yeah. And you know what? With JoJo, I can get with it. Because she's young still. I think she's just trying to do something new, you know. Mm. But J-Lo, girl. But I love J-Lo. Anyway. Jeanette said that Yaya is her favorite, obviously.
Yeah,
that is such a good choice.
So good.
Veronica said Too Much Wanted. Jeanette said Too Much Wanted is top three. So, her and Miley, they sounded so good together.
Miley has a cute southern accent too, though.
She does, she does. And the fact that she's Dolly Parton's like goddaughter. I just love it. I just love it. But yeah, Cowboy Carter is such a fun album, such an amazing, meaningful album. Beyonce herself even called it her best music. And I just cannot wait to just continue to listen to it and see what comes next. We got some, I don't know what's coming, but she made some website called bencountry.com. And it's been a lot of speculation over what that means. If it's going to be a tour, if it's going to be some type of visual or what. And I see everybody is begging, just like we are, for Beyonce to wait on the tour because we ain't got it. But we're going to make it work.
Don't have it, girl. We don't have it. Please. Please. It's only been a year since the Renaissance tour. Like, can we get a year break to recruit the Beyonce fund?
We don't tell Beyonce when we ready. She tells
us. We just asking nicely. We're not really telling you, sis. We just asking really nicely. You know we're gonna come through regardless.
We're going to come through.
But
we're going
We just need that little bit of break. Could you hit us with the perfume, the hairline, a whole new album?
She said
merch from that album.
It's giving world domination.
Yeah.
It's giving world domination.
I see why y'all mad.
Yeah,
I get it.
I do too.
Y'all face could never.
Woo! Good night. Okay, next thing we got to talk about is this clip has been all over TikTok. Honey Boo Boo's mama spending pretty much all the money that she has made over the last decade, except for like a very small comparatively like amount of it.
Yeah, because that was regulated by the government. Otherwise, it would have all been gone.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
Apparently, I think California has very strong laws about child labor and things like that because of Hollywood. And unfortunately, most other states don't. And I want to say they were in Georgia or something like that. I don't think that Georgia has as strict, if they're in Georgia, where they are, they don't have as strict of child labor laws as far as like putting money aside and stuff like that. So Mama June really was able to just, I mean, she was already taking a percentage of the money that Honey Boo Boo was bringing in as her like manager, Kris Jenner or whatever. And then a big majority of all of it, she was just using for their lives and their lifestyle and vacations and houses and things like that. And it really sucks that there was nobody there to look out for a Honey Boo Boo, because I'm trying my best not to be like too hard on Mama June, because I feel like there was a huge lack of like understanding and like education about how to, you know, financial literacy. I definitely think was lacking, especially if you're somebody who didn't come from a lot of money, and then all of a sudden you have a ton of money thrown into your lap. I don't know. I wish like the producers of the TLC shows or somebody could have been there to advocate for Honey Boo Boo and the rest of her kids to make sure that Mama June was doing the right thing. Definitely not trying to take all the responsibility away from her, but I can definitely see how there was like a gap in financial literacy, basically, you know. But it's really sad. She's made, Honey Boo Boo has probably made millions, and I think there's like 100,000+ in this like, you know, account left for her or whatever. So it's yeah. tough. It's
and she's trying to go to college. That's not enough to get her through.
At least not the one she's trying to go to, for sure. Yeah. But, I mean, when you've made millions of dollars through your whole childhood and you only got like 100K to show for it,
That's insane. And
I don't blame her for being mad as hell about that at all. Because it's not Honey Boo Boo's fault that her mom did not have the financial literacy to do the right thing, but she's the one who's paying for it, and that's what is messed up about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with Jeanette. TLC is garbage. I don't really expect much from these programs, TV networks type things, because honestly they're not going to do anything. They probably, only thing they probably did was what was required in the state of Georgia, and that's the bare minimum. So it just has to be a little bit more put in place, like nationwide, especially now with the rise of social media. Because when Honey Boo Boo and them was coming up, like, social media isn't what it is now. So now you have like the family vloggers and stuff like that. Like, there's no laws around that. Like, those kids are working. That is all work. And it just is going to take a government hammer down on all types of child labor in order for it to be much better.
Like, well, that's how it always is, too. And it's like, it sucks because like the laws are so reactive and they wait until something is a problem before they do anything about it rather than getting in front of it. So getting it's just like, about it, you know, even with like child actors, like a whole generation of child actors had to suffer and deal with this exact same thing before anything was done about it in just California. So for these other states to get on board now that there is like reality TV and they are filming things and more in like other states, like, they have to do something to protect these kids, especially like you said, from like, for like the social media stuff. I mean, we hope that parents and stuff are doing the right thing, but you just never
parents
know.
Are shitty humans too. Yeah, you would hope that, because I mean, yeah, you may not have the financial literacy and now you have all this money, but also now you have the money to get the help, to get the education, get the help for somebody. Because there was definitely a way for them to continue to have the nice cars, the houses, the vacations, and still put a decent amount of money for it. Like, it definitely was. Like, she just was blowing through it. TLC don't give a fuck because they ain't getting paid to. They not required to.
Was not
so
there.
It just, it's just sad. And it's sad to see it in real time. Her be like, Honey Boo Boo be so upset and realizing like, damn, I'm thinking, and obviously her mom is telling her like she has all this money.
Oh, she blatantly lied about how much money she was putting aside for a long time.
That's devastating.
Yep.
That is devastating.
Yeah, it's sad. Really sucks. And I think that Mama June was spending the money like crazy because at the time there was so much money just coming in that even if she was spending it crazy, it was still just so much coming in that it really didn't matter. And then when the money started slowing down and drying up, she didn't change those spending and living habits.
Probably was in too deep. I mean, if you're buying a house and having a mortgage, thinking you're going to have X amount of income when you were at your peak,
and
I mean,
it changes.
Yeah, and it changes. You would think that you would know that this isn't going to last forever. No TV show lasts forever. Y'all really were lucky how long y'all lasted,
you
honestly.
You would think. But I'm surprised they are still on the air.
That's
where these clips are coming from. I thought it was long gone off the air or whatever. I think it came back or something. And Jeanette made a good point. She said the whole 20 kids and counting dad didn't pay any of those kids, even the grown ones. Girl, that gagged me. When I found that out, that there were so many of his kids that were over 18, and TLC was just paying him, and they were just leaving it up to him to divvy it out to his family as he saw fit. And of course, he didn't get them kids nothing. barely anything.
That's sad. That's
It's
really
really
sad.
gross. It's really,
It
really,
always
really,
seems like
really
it's the
gross.
horrible human beings who get these opportunities and basically fuck their kids over.
I know.
You
I
never hear about
mean,
something good, like
yeah,
really
for the
few and
most
far
part.
between. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like I definitely don't want to make it seem like there aren't any responsible parents who have been put in this situation too, but it just seemed like the irresponsible ones are the ones that we hear about and get, you know, and the situation gets blown up. And I mean, in this situation, they're literally talking about it on the show. You
Yeah.
know what I'm saying? And so I don't think that Mama June, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt that she didn't have any bad intentions, but like you said, she was definitely in a position to where she had the resources to learn how to be more responsible or to pay people that were responsible to help take care of her family and her family's future. And she chose not to do that. And now they have this situation that is obviously going to cause a major rift in a family that already had some major rifts and stuff going on in it. So it's just very, very sad.
Yeah, I
It's
hate
very,
that.
very sad. Yeah. Oh, so, you know, hopefully Honey Boo Boo will figure it out. And
Yeah, I do wish her the best. It's sad. I mean, honestly, that's all she can do
yeah.
is make the best out of the shitty situation. Obviously, she's making some money from the show now since she's an adult.
Yeah. And people were saying that in the comments, and they were saying that Honey Boo Boo needs to like sue her mom and all this. One, suing people takes money also, because you gotta pay lawyers and stuff. Two, I don't
That
know. It is her mom, but I'm not against people suing their parents if the situation calls for it.
mama.
But from a legal standpoint, you know, we're not lawyers or anything, but I don't know if Mama June did anything illegal. I don't know if she
Yeah,
did
I
anything
mean, it
illegal.
sound like she didn't, and she still has a good, well, not a good portion, like whatever the
Yeah.
percentage is. It's really no recourse.
Yeah. And then, and also three, sue her for what? She ain't got no money. That's the whole problem.
He got it.
Don't
Yeah,
got it.
every comment, everything that happens on the internet, if you go to the comments, somebody's talking about you should sue. It's not that simple.
It's
It's really
not.
not that simple.
It's
It's not
really
like
not.
making a new Instagram account. It's deeper than
It
that.
really is. It really, really, really is. Lisa said, then the kids go no contact when they are adults, and the parents are like, we never saw it coming. Please, I can't imagine sacrificing my future relationship with my kids for money. I know.
Yeah.
I
That's why
know.
we good people.
That's
They
why we
not.
good people do that.
Money changes people. It's just
It does.
it's really wild. It's sad. I
Yep.
hate that.
Exactly. And Veronica said, right. And if the money is gone, what can you do? Spend more money trying to get money from her that she don't even
That she
have?
doesn't have, because if
Because
she
we're
had it,
talking
she just give it to
millions.
her.
It's not
Yeah.
like it's a couple grand. We're talking millions of dollars squandered over the past decade. I don't think Mama June is sitting on millions of dollars and just lying to her family still and going through all this drama. I she probably got a little money. I don't think she got millions. I don't think she has millions. So,
Yeah, probably not.
yeah.
She also probably wouldn't be doing the show if she was set for life, but
Right. That's very true. Okay, last thing I want to talk about quickly before we take a quick break is the first Asian bachelorette. She is going to be the lead of the upcoming bachelorette season. Her name is Jen. She is so cute. She was on this past season of The Bachelor, which I kind of watched on and off. It was a good season, but The Bachelor has kind of been losing me over the years. I just feel like it's just not innovative enough. They aren't changing it up enough as far as like the format and stuff of the show. So I just don't find it as interesting as I used to. But I am happy that they are still making strides towards diversity and inclusion, even though the way that she became the bachelorette was kind of weird and questionable,
Yeah.
and the show made her look kind of bad. A win is a win. I'm gonna just celebrate the fact that she is the first Asian American bachelorette, and I think it's gonna be a really cute season. I'm definitely gonna tune in to her season to support, because the racists love to be loud and wrong, and they've definitely been very loud and obnoxious when it came to a lot of things this season, and including this announcement. And I'm not saying that you're racist necessarily if you wanted somebody else to be the bachelorette over her, but you are racist if you're like, in her comment saying shitty things to her because she's the bachelorette in your fave. That's the line that you're crossing. That's all I'm saying. You can be unhappy with the choice, but it should have nothing to do with her ethnicity. And you certainly shouldn't be giving her any hate for it. What was she supposed to do? Turn it down and beg your fave to do it?
People weird. I hate the internet.
So weird.
I really hate the internet.
So weird.
Like, that's not her choice. And then, like you said, like, why would she turn it down? She was on The Bachelor. Obviously, she had some ambitions to be on TV some type of way.
Exactly.
Folks are weird.
Folks are so weird.
But yeah, also, this is the audience that they kind of build by waiting until 2024 to be more inclusive.
It's not kind of. They absolutely did build it. That's absolutely their people that they have curated. Because, I mean, what do you expect to happen when you give them season after season of white lead, white lead, white lead, super white cast with a couple people of color sprinkled in there every now and then. And then you give them a Black bachelorette. Obviously, the Black bachelorette is going to get hate. Then you give them a Black bachelor. Obviously, he's going to get hate. Then forever and ever, every time somebody that's not white is chosen, everybody's accusing them of being a diversity hire because of y'all. So the producers of The Bachelorette absolutely did this, which is another reason I'm kind of over the franchise, but I am going to support Jen because she deserves to be supported, but I can't stand them. I can't stand them.
Yeah. Best of luck to her.
Best of luck. Best of luck. But hopefully, yeah, y'all.
Pick some decent guys.
On that note,
let's just move on.
We're going to take a quick break. And we will be right back to wrap up the show. All right, y'all. So we are back. And as far as the planner world right now, I mean, obviously, everybody's talking about Go Wild. And I know some other conferences have made announcements. I know SGS has started the ticket sales for their conference. I think the ticket sales for the Chicago Planner Conference is coming very soon. This is a great year to go to a planner conference because you have so many options. If you can't make it to Go Wild, you have so many options all over the map to choose from. But the main thing is the EC Life Planner lunch is coming up this month. And we already got a few sneak peeks on their Instagram page.
We did.
Yeah, we did. And it's cute. I like it. I think it's going to be a really, really cute Life Planner rollout. What I will say, I wish they would have changed it up a little bit more from last year. It's very similar. Like, the Evolve collection is another Etta V collab. Y'all know we stan Etta V. Obviously, it's beautiful, colorful, all the things. They have the Bold Blooms, which is, you know, their this year's iteration of, like, florals, which is really pretty. Those kind of, like, watercolor painted florals or whatever. And then they have the Canvas collection from last year, which is really good, very basic, neutral. So I think it's perfect. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't have changed any of those. Maybe just added a fourth one that was like an extra special, like exclusive for this year. You know what I'm saying? That would have been nice to see, but you know, these are three good collections too.
Yeah, I feel that because it's kind of the, you know, the appeal of the EC launch is that, oh, you're going to get a new design for, you know, your new year. I will say, no, I'm thinking maybe it wasn't as different this year because they did make a lot of changes and are offering a lot more in different sizes this year. So there's going to be some changes to like the Daily Duo. I think they're changing up like the monthly or currently page or whatever it's called.
Something like that. Yeah. I know the Daily Duo is getting, instead of just that note page, it's going to be like a full-blown weekly overview page. Well, you know, now you can just make it into a weekly overview page. This is actually going to have it like an official weekly overview page. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah. And plus still notes pages too. I think they said they're going to have two instead of one. So I'm guessing there'll be like the weekly page and the notes.
Yeah.
And then also that little small calendar on every page.
Mm-hmm. Girl, that has been
controversial. Issue. As if y'all weren't gonna put a sticker over anyway, but
anyhow, has been a lot. They're also gonna start The compact vertical is going to be available in a 7x9, which
defeats the purpose of the
not really compact anymore. Yeah. But I get that a lot of people really wanted that layout, and they want it in a bigger size. So, you know, EC is the people's planner company, and what they're going to do is listen to the feedback and get the people what they're asking for. I also saw they have a couple of new like coils that they're going to roll out. They have some agenda covers they're going to roll out, lots of new covers and stuff. So it's an exciting lunch. It's a very, very exciting lunch.
Yeah. It makes me wonder with the kind of very similar themes is that maybe they focus more on the changes to the actual planner this year versus like coming up with very, you know, drastic new designs, which I mean, I guess that's a fair trade-off. So yeah, I'll be interested to see. Hopefully they have some examples at YO, because I don't know if I want to purchase anything new right now. I did pick up some notebooks since they had a sale recently.
That is what the streets are saying. The streets are saying that at Go Wild, you will be able to possibly see some of the new planners and stuff. Yeah, I am excited about this lunch and excited to see these planners in person. Hopefully really soon. So I think it's going to be good. You know, lunch season is always very exciting. So I'm excited.
For sure.
Yeah. We'll see. Lisa said, I hope so, because when you see Plum Paper out here doing all kinds of layouts in all sizes and EC is still doing the same, they trying to switch it up. They trying to switch it up, okay?
Yeah, I feel like this year, I wish they would have said that, you know, in the like promotional and the IG, like, hey, we really wanted to incorporate you in this planner. I think that could have been a really good angle. Like, we heard what y'all said.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I mean, and it could be in some of the captions or something, but I feel like maybe more of the emphasis was on just the new designs, which isn't really new.
Yeah, on the IG, the only thing that is out as of the day we're recording, this is April 7th, is mainly the new layouts, but not the new layouts, but like the new designs. But like, in one of them, you can kind of see, like, I think it's just in a notebook, actually. Yeah, they got some new guided new journals and notebooks and stuff also that are already out. So yeah, and I know, I think more is coming. I think that would be a good angle to make it like, we heard y'all. Here you go. So
yeah, because it wouldn't be so focused on like, this look exactly like last year's, but you know, this is why we need a consulting business. But they,
Crystal said, I only want one thing. EC needs an unpunched option for the disc girls. I know that's not their demographic, but it would be nice. I mean, it's right there, because they're printing and punching all their own planners. So all they need is I guess you won't like completely unpunch so you can punch it yourself. I think it's right there for them to do that. Definitely give them that feedback, and you just never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it's possible, because clearly they're making the changes that the girls have been asking for. So I mean, it's one less thing to do, but also it's probably one more thing they have to train their people on to make sure that they're, you know, reading if it's punched or not.
Right.
So yeah. Definitely give them that feedback, because clearly they listen.
Yep, exactly. But yeah, y'all, that is it for this week's episode. I am so excited to see y'all at Go Wild and to do the live podcast and everything. And, you know, we have some exciting stuff coming. April is going to be a very good, very busy month, and we're just excited for things to come.
Yeah. April is about to be crazy. So yeah, make sure y'all stay tuned. Follow us, Instagram, YouTube, all the stuff is everywhere it is at Planners and Wine. So follow us there. So you can be in the know, check out the Patreon, and we'll see y'all at Go Wild, or we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Yes. Bye y'all.
Bye.